Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name is Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I am your host, as well as the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we're going to take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan and dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Well, today we read Genesis 41, Mark 11, Job 7, and Romans 11. And we're seeing now, as we read in chapter 6 and 7, Job's response to Eliphaz's comforting speech. A few days ago, we read Job 4, and Eliphaz basically says something that is rooted in truth. He says, "Those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same." We actually talked about this very same principle in day 28, reaping what you sow. This is a truth, but here's what we must all be careful about when handling truth. While truth is always God's, it doesn't always apply unequivocally in all circumstances. Truth wielded without discernment can quickly become a lie. While we all sow during our lives, not all will reap on this side of eternity. For many rewards or consequences lie in wait on judgment day. Like we read in Matthew 25, when Jesus sorted the sheep and the goats. Eliphaz in chapter 4 just takes the truth and blindly and without grace or concern for his friend or any discernment whatsoever applies it in Job's situation and now demonstrates a faulty theology regarding God's justice. For the last two chapters, he must perceive Job as at fault in order to uphold the theology he has developed, rather than realize that it in itself is lacking. Too many believers are led down painful paths based on bad theology of friends, spiritual advisors, loved ones, pastors. It's important that we can embrace healthy discernment as we engage Scripture, specifically as the application of God's truth often makes the difference in its effective transformation of our hearts in any given situation. And in Job 6 and 7 here, Job finally responds first to his friends and then to God himself as he's speaking aloud while in the presence of his friends. He laments over his suffering and over the poor support of his friend. However, as he continues his lamenting, it turns from his friend to God himself and he pleads for death, questioning God's torment of him. You begin to even get a sense in which two things for Job are under assault. First, his understanding of the justice of God, and then that of the comfort of God. He believes he's not lived unrighteously so much that he would deserve such harsh treatment from God, so he's questioning the justice of God. Then he sees no place of comfort, no bed, no couch, no friend that is discerning enough to apply God's truth in a loving way as to shepherd him through this season. So he ultimately asks for God to end it. Job and his friends are getting their understanding of the justice of God corrected, but more importantly, the friends are getting a good lesson, and so are we, in healthy orthopraxy. That's the opposite version of orthodoxy, which is the belief systems or the right understanding. Orthopraxy is the right living, the right practice. I've heard it said, if your theology leads you away from loving people well, you're doing it wrong. I think that is the summary of what Job has responded to Eliphaz thus far. Hey, bro, you're doing it wrong. Discernment or godly wisdom helps us apply truth as God intends. The lack of discernment is how we get organizations like the KKK that take a few passages of scripture and they create an entire false doctrine around it. when you see different quote-unquote Christian organizations spouting such vile hatred in the name of God, that's because the Spirit is lacking there. There's no discernment. In Genesis today, Joseph even points Pharaoh to the same understanding as he translates his dreams and says to him, "Select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt." It wasn't enough to simply say, "Hey, Pharaoh, here's what you need to do." But we need someone with discernment to lead using the truth that God has given them. It's not enough to have truth. We must have God's discernment that is afforded us by His Holy Spirit in order to apply the truth in love as is needed, so that God's word is a scalpel in the hand of a surgeon and not simply a blade in the fist of an assassin. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, not only for your truth that stands the test of time, your truth that is absolute, but we thank you that you've given us also your Spirit that helps us to rightly understand truth and to rightly apply it to our lives and the lives of our friends and loved ones. Lord God, I ask that we would be able to walk with you as you lead us in truth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, you know the drill. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment, subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.